This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 25. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2c. It says there, "Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will." End of quote. The big picture of Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2, which we were analyzing in the past few days, provides the prerequisites for testing and approving God's will in your life. People often ask the question, how do I know and do the will of God? The answer to this age-old question is given in this passage. In view of the manifold mercies from God, how God loves you, saves you, forgives you, and blesses you with everlasting life in heaven with Him, dedicate your body as a living, holy, acceptable sacrifice to God. Do not conform to the present evil age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit and the Word of God. This results in your ability to test and approve the will of God. I understand this is a mouthful of many words. Let me slice these into three areas. God loves you and He gave Jesus Christ to pay for all of your sins. Jesus Christ became a sacrificial lamb whose blood became the ransom for your salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life. Therefore, in view of God's mercies, first of all, dedicate your body and your whole being, your body, soul, mind, heart, legs, hands, and all, to God, by living your life until God takes it from this world. Set you apart for His plans and purposes, and develop the mind of Jesus Christ, which is love, humility, grace, mercy, forgiveness, kindness, patience, and perseverance. Secondly, do not allow this present evil age and its standards and norms to drag you into its mold, because Christ gave Himself to rescue you from the present evil age, Galatians 1:4. Thirdly, allow yourself to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, by yielding to the Holy Spirit who is indwelling in you as a believer in Christ, Ephesians 5:16-18. And set apart, sanctify yourself by the truth of the Word of God, the Bible, John 17:17. The two powerful tools God gave you so that you would not conform to the sinful, lustful, prideful pressures of the present age, but transform to the divine plan are the indwelling Holy Spirit inside you and the Word of God, the Bible. Finally, these three things enable you to test and approve what God's will is. Now, the Bible reveals three different kinds of the will of God. First, His sovereign will or decree. This means God's supreme and sovereign control over all things. Everything in this universe works and moves according to His sovereign will and decree. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. God governs from His throne in heaven according to His will. God's sovereign will or decree is unalterable. Bible says in Acts 4:27-28, Herod Antipas, Pontius Pilate the governor, the Gentiles and the people of Israel were all united against Jesus, whom you anointed. But everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will." End of quote. You see, Jesus would die for your sins was the sovereign, eternal, and unalterable will of God. And you see, Jesus Christ wraps up the whole history standing at the end of the history, which is indeed His story, and embraces all who would come to Him in faith by raising and transforming them. That He destroys death as the last enemy to be destroyed, and that God the Father has put all things under the authority of His Son, Jesus Christ, is at another sovereign will or decree of God that would fulfill in the near future, 1 Corinthians 15:24-27. Secondly, there is the revealed will of God that includes His commands and desires for us to follow. He commands His will for you to do. You can do it or fail to do it. For example, 1 Thessalonians 4:13, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Thirdly, there is a personal will of God in your life. Your parents, the way God brought them together. Your unique DNA, the generation in which you are born and living, are all part of His plan for your personal life. The book of Psalms 139 verse 16 says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." End of quote. Is this not a mind-boggling thought for us? When Jesus in His earthly incarnation lived each moment of His life according to the direction and will of God, He was not early or late in reaching a place or reaching out to a person in need. He moved according to God's clock of the sovereign and divine will and plan. It was all predetermined. So is your life when you think about God's will for your lives. Now, we can live in obedience to His will for our life, or we can disobey His will. This is where God's will and our human choice either match or does not match. However, it always paired with God's plan in Jesus' life. Beloved, Jesus Christ tested and approved Father's will in the Garden of Gethsemane when His sweat became like the drops of blood falling upon the ground. In His indescribable agony and mental anguish there in the garden, He said to His Father, "Not my will, but yours be done." Jesus fervently prayed there and thereby tested and approved the will of God for His life. Beloved, you would also test and then you will approve the will of God in your life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Father in heaven, I want to know and do your will in my life. I dedicate and surrender my body and all of me to live as a holy, acceptable sacrifice to you. Lord, help me not to conform to this present evil age, because you gave yourself completely to save me from this sinful, lustful, prideful present age. Lord, forgive my sins and cleanse me and wash me and purify me and prepare me today so that I can be fully available for your purposes and will. Lord, transform me by renewing my mind by the Holy Spirit who is inside me and listening and studying the Word of God, the Bible. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.